Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello my friend, my name's Sean and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Quill, for Quill, this is an unusual sensation. You've traveled via teleportation before, but this is something different. Rather than feeling your kind of spirit pulled along, this time you are engulfed in prismatic color, and everything seems to rush and blur around you. Until eventually, you, your friends, and these two other escapees that you've brought with you arrive in a place. Place that you have perhaps imagined, perhaps even seen in visions.
I have, yeah.
White stone walls and floors that mirror on infinitely in all directions. A great cathedral that seems to stretch and continue on into an eternal light. At the very center is a crystal sarcophagus, chunk of crystal, within which something glows with brilliant starlight, and a large column of light descends down from high above, reaching all the way to the cradle. When you all arrive, for many of you have seen this place before, you see that there is one other figure here. A young halfling girl. She wears simple clothes like that of an entertainer, and she carries a harp, or she normally does, but now it lays at her feet on the floor. She sits beneath the crystal sarcophagus. You can see that her eyes are red with tears as her gingery hair spills down around her shoulders.
So, he's gone then.
Wait. I've been deceived here. Zarkira trick still, right? This isn't you guys. No. I mean, what would we be doing here, of all places? How would you have found it? This doesn't make any sense.
It's okay, Quill.
No, okay. Okay. It's insane. It's insanity.
I'm going to grab Quill's claw and just squeeze. Quill, I need you to listen, okay? This is going to be a lot. When you were taken, we went to the cathedral in Gusthaven, and we asked to talk to Hesper. Hesper came. He appeared. As soon as he heard that you were in trouble, that you were taken by Sakira, he appeared, and he brought us here. And with every ounce of his strength, he found you. And that's how we got to you. He gifted me this book that was linked to the Serpent's Coil so we could get you. It was too much for him. Hesper's joined Siaska.
But to find... But he would have spoken to me. He would have sent a message, a vision, or something. You muted Katie.
He couldn't.
There wasn't time for him to do it. We had to get you before Zarkira had anything else. Before she did anything to hurt you.
No. This isn't right. You're telling me that a Titan, the god of knowledge, would use all of his power for me. Yes, I'm his champion, but come on.
I know you understand logic, right. Quill. So, the logic was sound. The spear you wield is very important, as well as you. And that falling into Zarkira's hands to Hesper apparently would cause insurmountable damage, and who knows. So we need both of you back. Hesper knew this.
Oh, Lucius. Where is he?
He's with Siaska.
He's sarcophagus.
He's joined her. The coffin
just
there?
Feel...
That started to glow brighter when he left. He's joined her. It took everything that he had, but that's how important this is. That's how important it is that Zarkira did not have access to the gifts that he gave you. I'm sorry, Quill.
I'm just lost for words.
You feel a sort of little hand kind of reach up and sort of take your own as this red-headed halfling girl, really, she looks quite young, looks up at you. He had a final message for you. He said that he was very proud. He was a teacher, always was, teaching, learning. It's not finished until the student grows beyond. He couldn't always be here as much as he wanted to be. It was his time. And as a god of answers, he knew that long ago.
I needed to speak to him.
You will.
So many more questions.
You will. One day. When you finished teaching, you'll see him again.
Quill, you should have this. And I'll give him the Wayfarer's Guide.
A beautiful golden book with 6 gemstones inlaid on the cover, 2 of which glow with an inner light. The spine engraved with the faint detailing of feathers. Light to the touch. As you take it, something becomes apparent that wasn't there when Nova held it. An engraving.
Of?
To Quill.
Yeah, when I see that... Questions. I'm going to almost throw it to the ground and run over to the coffin, sarcophagus.
Okay.
and I'm just going to be yelling, you're not in there. Get out. I have so many more questions for you. This is ridiculous. You can't leave me. You cannot leave me. Because what am I without you? I'm out of there.
And you rush up. You slam your wings onto the top of the sarcophagus and you speak into it. You are the first person that really looks inside. None of the others did. You see her figure that has been present throughout Eros's history. But the murals, the songs, the writings don't do her justice. Her skin is like a dark night sky. Her hair spills around her shoulders like the great nebulas you saw through astral space. Ever so slight hint of purple to it. Dressed in a long white shift. She looks like she's sleeping. But as you call out, as this frustration, as this anger, as this emotion leaks out of you, you see tears streaming down her face.
Oh, Esper. You are in there. You're exactly where you want to be. It's not where I want you to be.
You do see that there is a light to the woman inside. And that light is familiar. There's a touch of gold, touch of a open blue sky, touch of white clouds, like an aura.
Yeah, I'll almost not really like hug the sarcophagus, but you know, like lay against it. And just stay there for a while.
You feel another sort of tiny hand kind of reach up and sort of like wrap her arm around your waist or your leg. And she kind of leans into you and presses herself up against the sarcophagus. You feel as she touches you, this little halfling, it's like your emotions double, triple, quadruple. But there's a comfort to her. She feels like the inn at Rose Hall, or the first time you flew the deck of the Storm Chaser. All these places that remind you of home, of family, of friends. You see she's crying too. She kind of leans against it.
He's in there. He's where we should all be.
None of us are as strong as he was. The smartest and the strongest of all of us. And he loved Mother so much.
He will be back. When everyone joins with her, he will be back.
I hope so. But even if he doesn't, he's a part of Mother, a part of Eros, and a part of you.
Yeah, I'll focus on, like, if I'm getting the memories of home, I'll try and focus on all the times, all the visions I got from Hesper. You know, when he gave me the Storm Eye, and one of the first visions I got from him being on the on that cliffside overlooking the water and flying alongside him before I even got the wing. And then, yeah, turn to the party. I'm sorry. Thank you for coming to get me. I know this must have been so difficult for you.
You've nothing to apologize for, Quill. We would have gone to the ends of the earth and more to get you back. And I'm gonna take off my scarf and, like, just dab Quill's eyes with my scarf.
Thank you.
It wasn't us. It was Hesper. We didn't really do much. We turned up, smashed our way through. Lucius and Nova had some clever plays. Got us through that ship without getting detected. But getting there, that was the challenge, and Hesper did that.
Hesper knew he could trust you all. He knew that.
He knew he could trust you, Quill. Sentry kind of puts a hand on your shoulder.
Yeah. Well, I just really wish I saw him in person, in front of me, like you did.
He said the same thing, Quill. He said he wishes that he could see you.
Quill, I know it's a lot, but if you want, I could recreate it for you.
No, I think when I will meet him. I will. I want that to be the first time.
I think so too. Yeah.
But, okay. We're here, right? This is it. The halls.
Indeed. I don't think that Tespa had a chance to give you a true welcome the last time. This is indeed the halls of infinite resplendence. The heart of the Titan's power here on Erois. Though they are lonely halls these days, I fear that Hesper and I were the only ones still coming back. The others, they've abandoned this place.
I had visions of this place, and, well, I didn't think the name would do it justice, yet here we stand, and, well, it does. I mean, the visions I had were not wonderful visions. Italicus, you know.
Italicus. I am afraid for my big brother. He has become ill, very unstable. He's up to something, and I don't know what. Hesper was on the cusp of... He was going to reach out to you, champions, to ask you to help, but now I feel that I'm not sure that there are many who still understand what is happening with Italicus. Kalara has become so overwhelmed by grief and sorrow that she's vanished. I don't know what has happened to her, and Zephyr is content to see this as the final battle. She thinks that this is it, that she's going to fight Kallus and Zarkira, and that will be the end of all things. And Velena she's traveled to one of her forges, thrown herself into some mad dash at making something. I don't know what. I'm the only one still attending to the prayers and thoughts of the people of Erois. Now I'm alone.
So I don't feel super dumb. This is Sayana, right?
Yes. Yes, this is Sayana, also known as the Songheart. One of the gods or titans of Erois.
Before we say anything else...
I see you have some guests that are not from our world.
Oh.
She gestures and stood kind of awkwardly. I mean, Rana is just stood there because she doesn't know where she is. She's just sort of like stood there. But the kobold is kind of looking at everything and is like trying to take everything in. Is just like looking around and it's completely bamboozled by everything that's going on.
What do we do?
I mean, well,
first things first. She begins. Sayana makes her way down towards Rana, the angel. You see Rana kind of turns, almost sensing something, and like just seems to drop to knees. Sianna kind of takes her face in her hands.
You've suffered quite a lot. I can see that. Let's fix this.
You just watch as she lifts off the metal plate as if it was never attached. She just like glides it off of her face, and you just see these wounds, like all these scars, begin to just heal instantly. You just watch as like all of their, you know, the scars disappear. The eyes that are kind of almost white and blinded turn shining blue. You watch as wings grow, these great feathered wings kind of erupt from her back. Rana just kind of gasps and like falls to her knees and like onto her hands and is just breathing hard. You do see Sianna kind of like stumble back for a second, almost like she's catching her own breath.
What she did to you. If I could get my hands on that serpent, I'd make sure she never does this to anyone again. I've never wished death upon anything living thing in this world, but that witch, she doesn't deserve the life she has.
And as for you, my little friend,
I don't think I've ever seen anything like you before.
The kobold just kind of turns up.
Seen? No. Yes. This place, it sees everything. Like me.
And his eyes seem to go wild, and you see this kind of purple sheen of magic once again. He starts floating.
For both of you, I think it's worth knowing that we are on Erois. Rana, I know you called this the hidden planet, or whatever you said it was at the time, but I need to know, we need to know allegiances here. You used to be Starbane, and you said you never regretted what you did for him.
No. I served in the Valkyrian army, as many Celestials do. I come from a world called Elysium. It's a good world. Green fields. Emperor Kallus has given much to my world. Schools, hospitals. He's helped many Celestials. At a time we thought it was an honor to serve him. And then I left Elysium. I began to see more of the wider empire. When I said I didn't regret what I did, I referred to what led to my incarceration. When I began seeing more of what had happened in the Empire, I betrayed my orders, betrayed my oaths. I helped people, I gave out secrets, I leaked information, intel, to a group called the Wings of Ishtar. Rebels. Rebel Celestials.
Amazing.
I told them what I could, but I was caught. I was captured. I was incarcerated. And under Valkyrian's imprisonment, it was kind to an extent. I was treated with respect, but I was punished for what I had done. And then Zarkira, she faked an attack on the prison. Made it look like the Wings of Ishtar wanted to silence their co-conspirators. It was a way for her to acquire Celestial test subjects. Made it look like we died in the attack so that no one would come looking for us. She wanted a way, as I told you, to break through our natural resistance to mind control. She wanted a way to control us, to use our Celestial magic, like she has done to many devils and fiends. I know Erois has history with Emperor Valkyrian. I do not for a second undermine your conflict with him, but I do know that the Emperor, I believe that he is not a kind man, but a just man, seeking to protect a universe from a threat I have seen. I know what is out there, the red star that haunts us all. It is Zarkira that is the dark heart of that empire.
Well, Rani, you may be the very source of information for the greatest ally we found in the Astral Sea. You will not believe this, but we've been to Elysium, and we've met the Wings of Ishtar.
We met
your world. I did not think it.
We met
Zellion. You know of Zellion?
I was healed by one of the wings as well.
And this is indeed fate that we cross paths, Kilek Edkalar.
It is. We made a deal. Well, a deal. We made a plan with the Wings of Ishtar to assault the Tassadar. A terrifyingly dangerous mission, but they are willing to assist when we give the word. If you come with us,
as will I,
we will reunite you with them.
I owe you all my life. I owe you so much more, my freedom, not just my life. If I can help you, whatever you seek to do, even if it means betraying the Empire, I will do so.
Wonderful. Good to have you on board.
You should be cautious of one thing, however. Kallus's might is greater than you know. If you are enemies of his, you should be cautious. Zarkira is a powerful sorceress, yes, but Kallus is also very familiar with magic and magitech. He has ways of tracking his enemies, of spying on them from great distances. You should be cautious with this information, and with these places.
Yeah, we shouldn't be here for too long. But we need to carry on anyway. And I'm going to turn to the kobold. I didn't quite catch your name in the escape.
Name? Yes. Vezek. I am Vezek. Once
Vezek.
I was simple-minded. Creature of earth and stone. Something happened. Zarkira. Experiments. Magic beyond her control. Test subjects. My clutch died. Many of them slain. But I survived. I was born anew. My mind awakened. Now, he holds up his hands, and you just watch as like these dark orbs that seem to almost pull you in begin manifesting in his hands. Magic. Never before. So much. Kind of reaches out this little kobold, this little purple kobold scaly hand. I see two of you.
Is one of them older than the other?
Yes. You carry a great spear. Older, wiser.
You have very interesting powers, Vezek. But again...
Time. Space. One day, I see that... Yes, a goddess. And I will serve her. I shall accompany you, all of you.
Oh.
Bound
okay.
We are by destiny.
Now, you are aware we're on Arrowis, right?
It matters not, but I can see, yes, my goddess has placed me with you. It is my duty. I must protect you, I must serve you, to serve my goddess, yes. I see this now.
Who is your goddess?
I do not know, Nova. One day I will, but not yet.
I mean...
I was gonna ask, do you know where you're from? Like, where did Zarkira take you from?
I never knew the world's name. We called it Earth, for that is what we lived upon and lived in. Cave and stone and rock. That is all I knew. A mountain. I believe there was a dragon that we served. I do not remember their name. I was a creature, a lesser vessel. My job was to take stone, to mine, to make the caves bigger for more of our number. I was taken. But now my mind is more than it was. I can think and remember details that before seemed so insignificant.
Well, Vezic, you know, I'm something of a seer myself. So, I think we can work together. Your powers, as unique as they are, will be very, very useful for us. And if you see yourself working with us, then we will happily work with you.
Work with? I work for? I serve those blessed by my goddess.
And he just kind of looks around. He's wearing like a robe. It looks like it's like a human-sized robe. So obviously he's just like stood on like the end of it where he's just like stood on it.
I'm going to have to fix that. I'm going to have to fix that. He's going to trip up.
No need, Nova.
And he just levitates up and floats around, dragging the robe around with him. He just sort of flies around.
Well, this has been quite the day. So now we're in the halls of infinite resplendence. We need to get out of here. I just found out that Hesper is there. There's a lot to process here, guys, and we also just been two great friends. So, what do we do now?
Well, three.
Allow me to take you where you need to. I can take you here from the Halls of Resplendence back to where you wish. There is somewhere on Erois you wish to be. I can take you.
The Storm Chaser, I guess? We kind of just left them after the fight. Should probably make sure that everyone's good. Right, Lucius? What do you reckon?
If they're able to, take us there.
To Gusthaven?
Or to Gusthaven.
Or to my secret basement.
Go pick up the book.
Yep, do pick up the book, please.
Wherever you need to go, I can take you. Wherever you feel you need to be.
Let's go to my secret basement. Send a message to the Storm Chaser crew to dock at Gusthaven again, and that we are safe and sound, and that we will rendezvous with them once we've gained some rest.
Very well. She just looks around one more time.
I'm glad you were all with Hesper. Well, you were with Hesper, and she gestures to the others at the end. I fear that my own time will soon come to an end. I'm not a warrior. I'm not a fighter. If you need me, pray to me, and I will hear it. Also, the way that I teleport around is you have to hug. And she just opens her little arms up.
I was going to hug you anyway, Sayana. I wanted to thank you.
Come.
We felt your warmth all over Erois, especially in Rosemeadows Tavern. Wow.
Make sure that you say, please speak with Danica for me. Let her know that I think of her often.
Anyone Danica hasn't met?
Danica is...
to know everyone. Yeah.
Danica is to me... as Quill you were to Hesper. She is my champion.
I see.
Makes sense.
Opened with that.
Come.
In that case.
She just holds her little hands up. And she's a halfling, right? So most of you are going to have to get down on your knees or something like that.
Huggies!
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Hugs away.
Sentry hugs away. Sentry will gather up Vesic. She probably like I think Sentry would love Vesic, so it's just like yes. Just like wraps her arms around like the little kobold, and then you all gather together.
She's feel a self-professed this... hugger, so
yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel a moment of warmth blossom out from Syana. There's the smell of fresh cut flowers on a summer's day, the hearth of a warm fire, a warm plate, cozy blanket around you, the smell of a familiar figure, a mother or a grandmother or a best friend, and then suddenly you feel that kind of rushing sensation as you felt in many teleportations before, and you find yourselves all just in a big group hug in Lucius's secret basement.
Welcome, friends. It's my secret basement.
Great, secret. There's now two more people that know about this.
Everyone knows about the basement. Oh my god. Who now, doesn't know about the basement?
Calling it a secret basement makes it not a secret. Or perhaps does it make it the greatest secret?
Vesic just floats along.
It's secret so long as you all don't tell anyone else.
You have nothing to fear from me, friend Lucius.
Of course I don't.
I don't think any of us have told someone except you, Lucius, to be fair.
Yeah, you've told everyone.
Perfect.
I do worry that the little kobold may not quite... I worry that they may not realize they're telling anyone, so perhaps keep an eye on them.
I'm not too worried about the kobold being judged in that way. Or having many conversations with people of that fashion. Anyway, Quill, let's keep focused. Let's pave the way ahead and think about our future and what we can do with all the success we've had recently, such as getting you back. Horizon. Now that is a floating platform that can go anywhere. Danica, close to Syana. Maybe that is where we should ultimately convene. And Danica's very smart as well. Could plan our next move there.
We should probably take the Storm Chaser with us, right?
Yes, and get it to dock at Horizon.
Kind of just been sitting here.
Yes.
Well, actually, saying damaged. That, I feel like it got a few more holes blasted in it.
Could
in that
get
fight.
Repaired in Gusthaven, at least.
Let Nova go.
Oh, I really want to go back as well, because my parents are kind of still in Horizon, and I really did not finish that conversation. Ugh. So well, we should probably catch up with them and
I mean, a lot of people are in Horizon still.
Yep.
Also, yeah. I need to figure out what we're doing about Herald and the Guardians in the City of Glass. I'm still worried that that woman from Giselle said that she sided with Starbane, and that's where all the Guardians are.
Lots to do. Century.
Yeah.
What's more...
Differentiate between my...
Yeah. I said this before. The Grand Strategist wanted more information. If something turned the tide, he would join our side. I think... I mean, we don't know for sure. But if Sarkira knows that Starbane's plan doesn't work, they'll have fractured. That's a guarantee. That might be enough information for the Grand Strategist to join us.
I think it just creates a whole other, you know, three
maybe it
enemies.
Does, but we can grab a new ally while we're at it.
We just need to prioritize what should go first, really. So what first?
Get back to the Storm Chaser. Examine the damage, I suppose. I didn't see it. What is Gusthaven like now?
It's
a bit beaten up.
Yes, but we have pushed back the enemy forces and removed them, I think.
No one was hurt. The Sky Prince, Moonstar, everyone's okay. We managed to save them in time.
No more crystalline dragons. Whatever they were. Anyway, we'll get the Storm Chaser to dock on Gusthaven. Maybe keep it here for repairs if needed. And we can head to Horizon. Do you want to send a message to Araya?
Sure. Yeah, I'll cast a sending spell to Araya of basically that message,
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Uriah replies, like, we are already docked, as the ship is still... It was damaged and had not finished repairs anyway. So we are still here. But yes, if you... I'm glad that you are back, Mr. Quill. We did not know what happened to you.
Yeah, something well, like going to see
25 words yeah. of that.
Shall we just go see them briefly?
Yeah.
Brief them on what's happening, and then we can head to Horizon.
Be any immediate threat.
Yeah. Also, introduce the new friends.
To everybody, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll head down there.
Okay. As you make your way out, like, you have to go out into the city proper and make your way through to the docks and stuff like that. Gusthaven is, you know, it's only been about not even 24 hours since the attack, so a lot of recovery work is still being done, a lot of repairs. You can see that several of the kind of royal mages are out telekinesising rubble and stuff like that and kind of moving it out of the way. People are trying to get their lives back together. A few shops have re-back opened, people are buying supplies, people are helping each other. There's a couple of... You draw a couple of eyes because accompanying you is a tall, like 7 foot tall blue woman with wings, and then a tiny kobold that flies everywhere in a long robe and just sort of like floats about. And it's creepy.
How many of those?
Vesic like constantly goes up to people and asks questions as well. Like, he'll fly, if he sees somebody, Vesic flies over and is just like, "What are you? What are you doing? What is this place? What is this?" And it's just like is interested in everything that he can find.
Can I be joining him and like answering his questions as best I can? Like, I just feel like
yeah, sure. Like Vesic is like I think okay. You know. When he realizes that you'll do that, he stops asking other people and he'll just be like, "Friend Nova, what is this? What is that? Do I eat this?" And like he's like asking questions. fascinating.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
he also,
people...
there are...
What do you eat?
I do not know. I have eaten in the prison. I was given mainly gruel. But in my past life, we would eat bugs or sometimes other kobolds. And like he looks around. There is a couple of creepy moments where he looks at like an old woman. It will be a shame when she dies tomorrow. And then he'll like carry on and stuff like that, or like or he'll see like a couple and he'll just be like, "Their son will grow up strong," and then he'll like continue on and things like that. He like speaks about things that either haven't happened or he thinks will happen, but yeah, you don't know if he's just mad or if he's actually seeing something.
Sounds pretty useful.
It's yeah. I mean,
hey,
yeah,
hey yeah.
Either that are very, very unhandy. Like, it's just not real at all.
It's just a lie.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Meh. You have no idea. Yes, Friend Nova.
I've learnt this the hard way, but sometimes you need to use your inside voice and not your outside voice, because people sometimes take offense to some of the things that come out of your mouth. Trust me, I've done this many times. I'm still figuring out where the line is.
Tomorrow I will not know these people, or they will be dead.
But they will know. If they hear you, they will know, and they'll carry that with them, and that's not nice.
Yes.
Like,
sometimes.
You know, feel free to say it to me, but quiet. People generally don't want to know when they're going to die.
Some do.
Generally. But then they can ask you. You know? Going up to a person and telling them they're going to die tomorrow, they don't want that. People don't want that on their list of things to deal with. In a day.
Very well. I will keep such matters to myself.
Yeah.
Sort of flittering. Rana you can see that the weariness of the prison very quickly evaporates and seems to just be overjoyed at looking around, at seeing people, at seeing blue sky. She stretches her wings and flies around, joining some of the Arakokra and some of the wizards, and just kind of taking a moment to like fly around and exercise, and just seems to be... You catch a couple of moments where her eyes seem very glassy with tears, where she just seems to be relieved to be free and, you know, have these injuries, these horrible things undone, although probably still recovering from a little bit of those things as too.
Yeah,
you guys make your way to the Storm Chaser. You see the wolf pack desperately kind of like getting back together.
perhaps a little solemn. You can see that they have laid out the two fallen members who died during the attack. And they are currently like in the process of, you know, mourning them, and, you know, they'll be eventually kind of taken away to be sort of like, you know, remembered. One thing I'm going to check here. Okay. So when you arrive, what'd you guys say? Like, you see Kamara and the wolf pack, you can see Arai, you can see all the crew basically all assembled and things like that.
I'll salute. And then...
Welcome back, Captain. Good to have you back, Quartermaster. Don't know what that spider thing did, but I'm glad you're back with us.
Yes, it's been an ordeal, to say the least. We'll debrief you properly soon. Is everybody okay, given the circumstances?
As best as be considered, Captain. I mean, that snake bitch, she's a nightmare to deal with. I mean, our weapons didn't even do anything, even these new ones you got us. I don't know what we're going to do if we go up against her again. I don't know how much use we can be to you now that you're getting into these situations. I almost feel that maybe we should move on, that there's not much we can really do for you here now. Maybe it's better if we send... Maybe Sentry can get some of these more guardians to crew the Storm Chaser or something.
Let's have that discussion some other time. For now, you're still a member and crew of Storm Chaser until I say otherwise.
We'll do our best.
I'm Captain.
Indeed. We'll do our best, Captain. I just don't know if we're the best. Hey, excuse me, miss with the wings. What are you doing?
And you see Ranner is kind of looking over the two dead members of the wolf pack.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I can bring one back for you today if that would assist you. Sorry, what? Well, how long has it been since they passed? like a day. Well, I can bring one back today and another tomorrow, if that would assist you.
Yes?
If I should warn you that if they die again, I will not be able to assist them. Once they pass once into the afterlife, that is it.
I will look at Kamara entirely. Have you...
I'm misunderstanding here. I don't want my family to become zombies or undead specters or anything like that.
No, they won't be. They will be as they were.
Kamara looks at you. Captain? I don't... What?
I mean, we've brought people back before. Just, you know,
right,
it took a really long time and a lot
and
of effort.
And powerful and money and stuff like that, right?
It cost us and it took a lot of time, but apparently, I mean, we've really only just met, but I mean, I don't see a downside here.
They are not looking at them. Their bodies are not... If they were grievously injured, if their limbs or head had been... taken, I would not be able to help them, but the poison, it seems, and these injuries, I can help them. I can bring them back. They will be unwell for some time, maybe a week or so. This is an ordeal being brought back from the beyond, but I can do it. It seems just a small step in what I owe.
I think, Mara, the choice is yours, not ours. If you want help.
Okay, I trust that the captain wouldn't be associating himself with individuals that mean ill. So if you can help, lady, go ahead.
You watch as Ranna kneels down. She places her hands on one of the fallen wolf pack. Her eyes glow bright, her skin glows bright, and you see the Wolfpack member, the cuts and scrapes, the discoloration from the poison disappears, and they just... and they just seem to be like, you know, shocked and tired. But yeah, she casts Raise Dead, which she can do once per day, on the Wolfpack yes. member, and they just.
Thank you, Rainer.
Free, like
innate spellcasting doesn't require only requires verbal components.
Damn.
Oh my god,
Kamara, yep. It might be prudent to inform the crew that this is happening.
Kamara is just like looking at this, like. What the fuck?
I know. It's a lot to take in, but it's... They're back.
Jeff!
This is a good thing.
Jeff, is it you? And, like, the wolf pack's like... I think so. I think I was dead. I think you were.
We got Jeff back. Yeah. Good for us.
Love
Jeff.
That guy.
Love Jeff.
Yeah, and now we just need Bob.
You know... Rana sort of like picks up Jeff up and is just like, does he have somewhere to sleep? Yes, this way. And she just carries him, like takes, follows.
We have sleep. A medic on and doctor on board.
Yeah.
A healer.
I think Grey Lana may have a bit outclassed here, Captain, but sure, let's bring her in. And then just takes her down. Yeah. I realized as soon as Rana came back with you, I was like, oh yeah, Davis have that ability, don't they? Lol. Useful. Well,
there we go. Yes.
It is limited. It is there are limitations to it. But okay. Yeah. And also the body has to have certain amounts of like for example, like if your head gets cut off or something like that, it won't work. So
this is limitations of the spell itself, right? Raise dead.
Yes. Yes, yeah. But she doesn't have to pay the jeep, the diamond cost for it. But she can only do it once per day.
Nuts. Thank you so much, Rainer. This means a lot to the crew.
Like I said, I am in your debt. Consider it but a small price to pay for what you've done for me. She smiles and just makes her way down.
I imagine we take some time as we go around the Storm Chaser to kind of update sure. Rainer on... our situation, who we are, what we're doing, our goals. Yeah, sure.
And Vezic too.
Sure. And Vezic, of course, Vezic. Yeah.
Vezic doesn't, like, he's listening, but he doesn't seem to either care or be paying attention. like all the talk about Starbane and stuff like that, he doesn't really care about. He just keeps saying,
already
like,
knows.
All is as the goddess wills it. Everything will be fine. You need not fear.
Oh, good. Then the world engine doesn't go into a dark grate.
It may, but that is what is willed. That is what will be.
Right. Fatalistic. Wonderful. Horizon, everybody?
Horizon, yes. Yeah, we need to meet up with everyone else. We need to update on everything that's happened. Gusthaven's safe. We've done that. What little there is of the summit, we have to attend. If there's anything left, if no one has just disappeared from there.
I think it pretty much got bombarded by, people realizing that Shitface McGee was on Erois and people were signing up to his armies and stuff. That'll derail the summit quite easily.
Indeed.
But sure, also,
left, you know?
Some of the leaders
party,
were there.
Summit after party. By the way,
I mean,
being on Zarkira's ship.
Exactly. Some of the leaders were still there deciding their place when Zarkira decided to attack. That might have been enough to sway them. Our way, not her way. Their way, Starbane's way. So, there's still people to speak to. So let's go pack.
Couple of things before we depart. Nova, Thalia's still here.
Hello.
Do you want to invite her to Horizon? And we can inform ahead of time that this outer vessel from astral space is coming.
Yeah.
Or we could just use the teleportation circle, right?
As well. Maybe I could ask... I'm just gonna go speak to Rana, but yeah, I'd love to see Thalia as well before we go, because we need to tell her and maybe ask if she wants. I don't know what shape the twin star's in, if the twin star can come with us or not.
Or keep it secret?
We can keep it secret with the Sky Prince. And again, I might just inform the Sky Prince of our intentions before we leave Gusthaven without any word. So I'll go do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you guys can accomplish all of those things. I mean, the Sky Prince, I don't think has too much say unless you want to have a full conversation with him, Lucius, in terms of, like, checking in. The city is damaged, but will recover. You know, things are going to be okay in Gusthaven. The quick heroics of the Storm Chasers and all of your allies. The dragon that came with you, Faelissa, the blue dragon lady, she is currently with Aradan, and those two are, like, you know, discussing what happened in the battle and things like that. And she seems to be sticking around, kind of watching over Aradan. You get the impression, like,
right,
she seems to be there as a kind of like, okay, this place has been attacked, I'm gonna wait until I know it's secure kind of deal.
Perfect. Well, I'll inform both of them of our intentions to go back to Horizon, see if they want to come, but it seems like they want to stay, keep tabs on
stuff. I think Aradan probably says, Lucius, I would love to head back to Horizon with you, but I feel that I need to be here now. The city was just attacked. The people are frightened.
Of course.
There is much work that needs to be done.
Your duties. I wouldn't take you away from that.
I would ask you this, Lucius. Go back, speak with Danica, and I see yourself as Gusthaven's ambassador. I'm happy to write an official writ for you to act as our ambassador in Horizon for the time being. I can have somebody sent with more political acumen if that is something you would need as an aide. But I know that you have the same values when it comes to defeating Kallus and protecting Gusthaven. So I would ask you to stand in my place where I cannot be there, if that is acceptable.
I'll do my best. That's all I can do. Until there's a replacement.
That is why I'm asking you to do it, Lucius. Because I know you wouldn't... I know that you are not some politician. That you are not...
No.
That you wouldn't do this if I didn't ask. And that makes you a good candidate for it.
I'm a servant of the Prince and Gusthaven, and I will do your bidding, of course.
Lucius, he steps forward and he kind of like takes your hand in both of his. Lucius, you are my friend.
It is an honor.
You are not a servant. You are not a member of my staff. You are my friend, and I trust you to do this.
I will do it, of course.
Thank you.
Both Gusthaven and Erois.
Indeed. He just sort of nods his head. And General Faelissa, yourself, would you wish to head back to Horizon? I think it best if I remain here to watch over Gusthaven for now, Sky Prince. I can make my way back to Korsadi as necessary. I can fly there myself if need be. The general, I believe, will still be in Horizon, Mr. Elenesto. The general may still wish to discuss several matters. But an honor fighting alongside you and the Storm Chaser crew. I feel that we have made the right decisions, and that perhaps Kallus doesn't know what he's gotten himself into. She kind of smiles, a big toothy smile. Even in a humanoid form, her teeth are all still razor sharp.
We'll be sure to use that to our advantage.
Indeed. I look forward to exacting revenge.
Me too. And I'll bow respectfully.
Sure.
And leave.
Yeah, Aradan is just like, Lucius, you don't need to do that.
It's a He's really just kind of like, deep seems bow.
Exasperated. Yeah. Please don't do that.
My lord! Oh.
You are embarrassing me, Lucius, please.
You're still the prince.
I am. But I would like not to be with you. He just nods.
No choice.
Bye. Hey, little just shout, good luck with that. He still does it everywhere we go.
Thank you, Miss Ayla. At least someone doesn't treat me like royalty. And he kind of gives you like a little
never
nod
have,
of the
never
head.
Will, buddy. See ya.
Nice. I'm like, Ayla. Under my breath.
Nova, you go and find Thalia. The Twin Star has resumed its kind of warehouse docking. You can see Azaria Perel has wasted no time and has resumed her research. Has like her crews kind of exploring and kind of pulling things out. She seems to, you do notice when you kind of like walk past her plans, there seems to be like a mixture of like airship plans, and then there's all these kind of schematics of the Twin Star's internal systems. And Azaria is examining the two of them and is sort of narrowed her eyes underneath her dark veil and is like,
I have this, but I want to.
How do I make this? Yeah. She's just sort of like,
just cut, yes, tape.
Magical engineers.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can go past. I think actually Thalia might be actually just in the warehouse dock, kind of, you know, walking around, examining stuff.
Before I've come to see
you wanted
Thalia
to talk to Rana, didn't you?
We don't have
sorry.
Yeah, we don't have to RP this, but I just wanted to ask her if she was, very awkwardly, if she was able to remove Thalia's curse. Like, I would explain and then ask, like, do you have the power? And,
My apologies, Nova, isn't it? I can... bringing back the dead... something that many angels can do, but this curse sounds greater than what I or most other celestials could manage. There are some who may be able to break it. A very powerful type of angel who may be able to do it. Imperians, or perhaps a Solar, but I am a lesser angel. I'm not able to really break it. The Titans, the one that we met in the halls, it's possible she might be able to. I can't read that. It just says help. Oh, Kim's audio's gone.
Right. Fair enough.
Okay, I don't know if that's our end.
She's no, refreshing, or she'll come back.
She's, yeah, okay, yes. That's what the pause this means.
Yeah.
Well,
in the meantime, we'll just never know. Yeah.
He says a lot of stuff really quickly.
I want to kiss Thalia so bad. Yeah. Accurate.
I just flirt with every NPC that's vaguely hot. I'm Kim.
You realize she's probably still in chat, right?
I really
they'll never tell.
So. I
want, they'll never tell.
They'll never tell. How would they know?
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kim Richards.
Anyway.
All my sounds cut out. Okay, she can't hear you. You're good.
She can't hear anything. Great. That might be a PC restart there, my chum. Hopefully, yeah, it is.
She's on it. Carry on.
She's on it. Right. Yeah. She's on it. Cool. In that case, we'll come back to that later. Tom, was there anything you wanted to do? Or Katie, anything you guys want to do before you go?
I don't think so, no. I think I'm good. I think we met the people I wanted to meet. I think it's, yeah, heading back and speaking to more leaders.
My question is, how are you heading back to Horizon? If the Storm Chaser and the Twin Star are staying here, does anybody have spell slots for a teleport left?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so Lucius has got a teleport circle ready to go. Okay.
When Hesper died, Tom, he gave us all a long rest, so we're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, welcome I could back. Use a long rest. And also thanks for the just aggressive use of the word died.
He's dead.
It's like when you came into the leader summit and went, all your gods are not gods, you know? All your gods are fake.
Yeah, Lucius, you're like, your god's dead now. Lol.
That's all meta.
Dead, dead lol.
Right.
I heard my audio driver just break, and then all the sound on my PC went, so sweet. I had to restart everything. Back now.
Good, good, good.
Well, so, the only thing you missed is she kissed you, and she's a super hot NPC.
That's it.
And proposed.
Yeah, so therefore,
which one?
You're into
which one?
Rana.
Thalia or
Rana?
The Cobalt.
No, No. I'm faithful. I'm a faithful girl. I'm a faithful girl.
Anyway, to get back on point, Rana sadly can't. She says that there may be more powerful Celestials out there, but this is beyond her. You are interfering with a very, very powerful curse here. Something that Rana is not able to break.
I knew I should have asked Sayana, but it didn't feel appropriate.
I love this. It didn't feel appropriate. Just ask.
Yeah,
but there pray. Was so much happening.
Well, she did, so I felt really awkward.
She said that you could pray to her.
Yep.
Yeah. So you could, actually. Nova might be able to pray to her.
Right. Can I do a cheeky little pray? Can I just be like, hey? another time. From that then I'd go to Thalia and just ask her, like say that we're leaving for Horizon and ask if she wants to come, I guess.
Well, I mean, I'd love to see more of your world, my dear, but I fear that Miss Perel is still investigating the Twin Star, and she doesn't quite have a full understanding of the engine. I feel that I'm still better. I'm of more use here. Besides, the Twin Star still can't fly in Erosian atmosphere very well. And I don't really want to leave Kairi and Big Cat. You know how Kairi gets. She's a nervous little thing.
No, I guess that makes sense. I was hoping that the Twin Star was in a flyable state at the moment. What is she trying to do? What is that?
She wants to replicate the Twin Star's systems. She wants to replicate it so we can build ships that can go into astral space.
Well, I mean, for starters, she's got an open deck there. You're going to need a covering.
Yes, we know. That's part of it all. She's a very smart woman. She does seem to know a few things. I'm still not entirely sure if I can trust her, but...
I keep an eye on her. The others said that there was a moment during the fight where she was talking to the fake Sarkira, and I don't know that she's, you know, on their side, but I feel like, you know, she'll do what's best for her, right?
Yeah. I've met many women like Miss Azaria Perel. There's only one side she's on. Her side. But I think that she sees that working with someone like Zarkira is, well, Zarkira also only lets one side get an advantage. Nobody works with Zarkira, they work for Zarkira. And I don't think Miss Perel is the type to be an underling. I think that she wants to be the one on top. My worry is that she might find someone like Valkyrian an easier person to deal with. So I'll keep an eye on her, don't worry.
This hurts my head. This really hurts my head. Well, I'll miss you.
Do you need to go right away, or are you staying for a little while? Or
I think they said we'll leave tomorrow. I could stay a bit.
Would you like to stay on the ship with me for a bit?
Yeah, I brought some coffee.
I'll go fetch some things to eat. She just kind of smiles.
That'd be really nice. Nova's going bright purple. Just already.
Yeah. Thalia doesn't blush. She doesn't get embarrassed at this stuff. I think that she just kind of like nods. The little snake heads on, you know, because she's a Medusa, all the snake heads like hiss quite happily when this conversation is happening. They like make little happy faces and noises. And then, yeah, she'll just go off and maybe get some like supplies and things like that for you guys to have an evening in, a little date. And yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, a long rest in Gust Haven and then on to Horizon the next day.
God.
Long rest. Yeah. Ding dong.
Long rest.
I haven't had one since before Gust Haven, so. Loving that. Loving it.
My question is, are you going to get back to Horizon? I know there's a bunch of people you want to meet and talk to. There is another big question I want you guys to think about. Again, maybe not answer right now. especially because Ree's not here, but maybe have a talk about this during the week, and it would be great if you could let me know. I know we talked about there's a bunch of stuff that you guys have, like these bigger missions that you want to go off and do. Do you want to start pursuing one of those, or have you got other ideas? Like, what's the next big thing that you as a team want to try and do? Because there's a lot of stuff that we've talked about.
I think probably the Tassadar. Maybe.
That sounds about right. Especially if Mind Flayer knows that thing. We kind of want to get that out of the way as soon as possible, I guess.
I think we need to have probably a bigger conversation about that and what it could mean. Because
but is the vague that thinking that you want to go rescue Valor and go to the Tassadar? Is that the vague idea?
My only counter to that, and again, we can have a bigger conversation, is the City of Glass and the Guardians could also be a very time-sensitive thing, but also a big boon if we could get a load of Guardians to help us with maybe the Tassadar situation as 100%. Well, and the Storm Chaser, and our crew having morale worries about being good enough.
Have a chat with Ree during the week, and then let me know. Okay, well, the next day, we won't go through it all. You guys have a long rest. There's no issues. You don't have any problems in the night. You guys make your way to Horizon. Lucius, you spend a teleportation circle spell slot, or Quill, whoever wants to do it. You transport to Horizon. No issues. The guards of Horizon have very much been made aware of who you are, who you're working with. And you are basically given... I don't think you would have the same suite that you were given before, but I think that Danica has had it so that you have, like, a small section of the Citadel. Like, you have, like, a couple of rooms and, you know, a kitchen area and stuff like that. But it's a bit more military. It's a bit more function rather than form. This isn't like a delegate suite anymore. It's a much more rustic, like, you know, some decent beds, you know, an area to cook, an area to keep your stuff, that sort of thing. Your family, Nova, Danica has had put up in a temporary townhouse rather than in the Citadel itself. So she's given them like a bit more of a comfortable accommodations, but also less military involvement. But they are under guard. It's not like they're prisoners, but they have armed guards who go with them if they need things. Guards go and get it for them and then bring it in. They're kind of under a bit of a house arrest where they're not really meant to go out. They have things brought to them. Danica explains, or like one of the guards explains, probably Rain would explain that this is for their safety, mainly because obviously people have heard about Vortensar and Enigan Nass. They definitely are aware of your family kind of being at risk. Arval and Petal are also given some temporary... In fact, actually, I don't think Arval would allow himself to be given something, so he is paid for like a temporary place to stay, and Petal has her shop, so she has a place to stay as well. But you guys make your way back to Horizon. Cool. What's the plan? Do you want to speak to Danica? Do you want to talk to people involved? Like, what do you want to do when you get here?
So I was going to ask about the Wayfinder's Guide. You said I couldn't put it on moving things. Does Sky Cities, do they fall under moving things?
So the moving thing, you can't put it on astral ships. You could put it in Horizon. You could put it on the Storm Chaser. You could put it on the Storm Chaser because the Storm Chaser can't move on the plane it's in, right? It's anchored. It's a permanent fixture on Erois. The problem with the Serpent's Coil is it can go from Astral Sea to the plane, you know, to Elysium, or it could go to Erois. It can't have an anchored planar destination. Whereas the Storm Chaser, as long as it's on Erois, can be.
Okay. That's cool.
You can also erase. Once a location is set, you can basically erase it. So if you wanted to, like, take off, like, the Serpent's Coil, for example, you could take that off and free up a slot.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah, in that case, while we're in Gusthaven and on the Storm Chaser, can I register both of those? And then also this new condo, I guess, we've got in Horizon 2?
Yeah, okay. Keep in mind that it is like a once per use thing. So like you travel to one, it's burnt for the day, and then you travel to the next one.
That's fine.
You can't go to the same place twice.
If I can just constantly register new places, then I may as well have Gusthaven, mm-hmm. Storm Chaser Horizon on there.
And it's kind of like it works on the gem, so you couldn't even like hack it and say like, well, I'm going to register this place as the gem, we teleport there, then I'm going to unset it, and then I'm going to use it again. Like, once you've used the gem is used for the day. It's like that place is set, or you teleport to that place, bam, that place is done now for the day, and then you get the next one back.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, you can have Horizon, whatever you want to set it to, you can set it to.
I see. Yeah, I'll do that then. So four of them have been registered now.
Nice.
Okay. Well, unless there is anything you guys want to do, we can probably wrap up here because we don't have Rhi. I don't want to do too much like planning stuff without Rhi here.
Yeah, it's a big decision for our next step.
I think it's kind of a choice, right? It's basically, do you go City of Glass, Sentry Guardian stuff, or do you go Rescue Valor?
Wings
like,
of
those
Ishtar.
Are the two kind of immediate things that you've got to deal with.
It's good that we have this contact now, the Angel Reyna.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you kind of had a contact before, but it's just you're going to be going in there with like an extra ally, right? Like,
but we didn't actually know how to even communicate with them outside of the cradle, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm. Well, Rana doesn't either. Like, before, obviously, she was like in a place where she could use planar communication devices and stuff like that. Whereas here on Erois, she still doesn't have that. So I think Quill is the only one who can still contact them.
Yeah.
Sweet. Mm.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Nice. And I don't suppose any of the leaders are still sticking around, are they?
In terms of the leaders, the ones who have stuck around, the only ones who have stuck around are the Beastfolk, the various leaders of the Beastfolk races, because they did say that they also wanted to speak with you.
Yeah,
they got a chance.
We can speak to them next.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sweet.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, we're going to end today's episode. A little bit of a kind of wrap-up cooldown in the second half. Kind of going over some of the big events that have happened. But yeah, we're going to leave it there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Next time, more plans. And we'll start acting on bigger things.
Hopefully plans before the episode, and then the episode can happening.
Nah. Yes.
We'll
figure it out.
Yeah. Let's not have an episode of just arguing about what to do next. Let's just figure that out off the table, and then we can do a very exciting adventure session.
Yes.
Sweet.
Oh, boy.
Oh, tasty.
Oh,
yummy.
Only other question I had was, what was the full inscription on the Wayfinder's guide again? It was to Quill, and then...
It's to Quill, ask
May
the
you
right
always
questions.
Ask for... Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Always ask,
Cool. Love that guy. I love Hesper.
What's the inscription, though, Tom? What's the full inscription on the book, though?
Did you see who the book's written by?
Yeah, did you see?
It's a Plumbus.
Of course it is.
A Plumbus wrote this one.
His last work. Yep.
Because
he's dead.
No. All right, Rot. Oh, perfect. Very cool episode. Really enjoyed that one.
Yay.
Left me with some kind of big things to go away and kind of go like, right, now what the fuck happened to that Mind Flayer?
Yeah,
I already know the answer because I rolled it during the break. I was like, let's see what happens. Oh, that happens. Interesting.
I mean, I imagine he made it and she knows, and Zarkira is now the worst thing ever or the best thing ever. I still
just,
see it as the bright side.
Just subtly nodding like, yep.
I'm seeing the bright side of this.
I'm just,
there's a bad side in the long run.
I'm just mega excited. Yeah, mega excited though. Either way, I'm just like,
see this coming.
I can't wait.
You know, obviously I don't plan out too much of the campaign, but I always have ideas of like, you know, I think this might go this way and this is kind of a vague arc idea that I have.
Brushstrokes.
Definitely have changed things up, but I've got a very cool idea of what is going to happen.
Nice.
And I think it will lead to something pretty epic and pretty cool.
I believe. I believe.
I'm excited.
Amazing stuff. Thank you very much. Great session, y'all. Hopefully we get Rhi back next week. And we will move on to our next big adventure. And I think that, again, we're going to be jumping straight back into another big epic thing, no matter what it is, because lots of stuff's happening now. We got some big old shit going down. So
yeah, that's the nature of the game now. Yeah, we're just jumping from big to big.
Big stuff.
Big to bigger.
Time skips.
Cool. So till then, bye-bye. Big love.
Everybody.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Bye.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Bye-bye.